Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is WBUR's All Things Considered. I'm Lisa Mullins. A man who for 30 years brought holiday cheer to thousands of Boston area kids experiencing homelessness and poverty has died. Jake Kennedy founded the event called Christmas in the City in 1989 with his wife Sparky. They launched the annual party when they realized their own children were getting too many Christmas presents and other kids got too few or none. Kennedy died yesterday at age 65. Less than a year ago, he was diagnosed with ALS, or Lou Gehrig's disease. His father and a brother died of the disease, and another brother is battling it now. 5 years ago at the Christmas in the City celebration, Jake spoke with Here and Now's Robin Young about throwing the party each year for kids who don't have a lot.
Every year I get emotional. You don't understand people that have to wait in line, that no promises are kept. They don't know what school they're going to. They don't know where they're going to live. They don't know where the next meal is coming from. What it means to be treated like princes and princesses is just, I mean, it's, I wouldn't miss it. I wouldn't miss it.
Robin Young met up with Kennedy again last December. It was just a few months after his diagnosis. He was characteristically upbeat.
I hate people fussing over me, but I want to say I am the luckiest man who ever lived, and that will never, ever change. And I'm also very optimistic about a cure.
Where do you find that optimism, Jake?
Because this is a time like no other time in research.
Jake's son is a postdoctoral ALS researcher. Joe Bierlein is a longtime family friend. He says the Kennedys' annual holiday celebration for kids was a reflection of how selfless the couple was.
Obviously, Christmas in the City, Jake and Sparky sort of one day just saying, you know, what are we going to do to help these homeless kids in Boston? And obviously, the majority of those kids were black and brown kids. In a lot of cases, single-parent families. And at a time when that was on no one's radar, it was on Jake Kennedy's radar because it was important. So you look at that contribution in many ways and you say, there was a guy that gave back every chance he got and never asked for anything from anybody.
And Bierlein says Jake Kennedy's legacy will live on.
You know, when you lose someone of importance, whether it's a political figure, or someone in philanthropy, sometimes you say, well, gee, they will never be forgotten. I would vouch to say that Jake Kennedy will never be forgotten.
A statement on the Christmas in the City website reads, "The world is a lesser place without Jake in it, less kind, less joyful. But it's a more magnificent place because we had this good and great man among us for 65 years. The last word here goes to Jake Kennedy. When we spoke with him after his diagnosis of ALS, he had this message.
I want people to reach out and change society forever. So many families are socially and economically disparaged, and I want that to end.
Jake Kennedy was 65 years old.